Action.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? My name is Ryan D, HNOLA Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing the movie world right into your ears and every single one of your devices. By the way, thanks for picking that play button, by the way, guys. All right, let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. This is our review of The Farewell, A24's The Farewell, starring lead star Awkwafina. You know, when she got announced to when I first heard that she was going to do this drama one, I was just like, I didn't like, I mean, obviously she's from Crazy Rich Asians, obviously she's a rapper too, and just hearing Crazy Rich Asians, I was just like, oh, okay, that was a little not, but to jump this leap into dramatic role, I was like, okay, maybe, highly.
No, I had high hopes from the getting. I liked her in Crazy Rich Asians. She had a small little part in Neighbors too.
But.
So it was definitely different than what she's done in the past, or at least the main headliner movie she's done. But
I will admit I was wrong, because when I saw the trailer, I was just like, okay, wow.
I know, I had a smug look on my face when we watched the trailer.
I was just like, all right, I'm wrong. I'll admit it when I'm wrong, guys, ladies and gentlemen out there, moviegoers out there. I'll admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong on this. But in a sense, I'm just like, man, I mean, this came off Sundance 2019 Festival. It won an awards there. Another good thing out of this film I could get, which is right off the bat, was just a pure great, I loved the comedy in this movie. It was just pure natural comedy. It didn't feel rushed whatsoever. It was just a family setting, a family tone. And right off the bat, right when this movie first started, you just get right into the tone of this movie. You get right into the chemistry between the characters right off the bat. I mean, Awkwafina, she just has that natural, it felt so natural to me. Like, I didn't see her as the rapper. I didn't see her, I didn't see her anything besides the character she was playing. And that's a really good, you know, when you have that feeling, ladies and gentlemen, or when you actually see this on screen, it's really phenomenal. It's truly magnificent when it comes to stuff like this. Especially doing what she's not normally used to, or what the character she's played is. Because, I mean, she's always obnoxious. She's always loud.
She's always like that. But a lot of her roles have done that. But I love her in that. And I actually really, really appreciated her acting in this one. I really loved her in this one. I mean, what did you think of the writing, like her character's story?
Yeah, so I mean, the story in this movie was done really well, ladies and gentlemen. This was actually directed by, written by, also Lulu Wang. Excuse if I'm saying it wrong, I do apologize. But yeah, so this is actually written, directed by Lulu Wang. And man, the way the format of this movie was, ladies and gentlemen, was really, truly good. I felt like this was the perfect format when it comes to a storytelling like this, as far as like family orientated and tradition, because they're really tough on tradition. And that's the beauty of it. Like, it's family oriented, it's centered around how a family is a whole.
I appreciate it, because I... when I was taking anthropology classes, that was one of the things we learned, was it is in Western cultures, like United States, we are more like a individualistic, like we strive to achieve our own ambitions, achieve our own dreams. But a lot of like Asian cultures and cultures, they are more family centered. Mm-hmm. And to see that brought on film, and the extent that it's brought on, it really is and interesting. And
they really show depth from the East and the West of the world. And they really also show in depth of duty, because they're really big on duty. And that's the beauty of it. And that's the difference between, just the difference between traditions and everything. All traditions, all cultures, they all have their duty and honor and everything. And that's awesome. That's magnificent. And of course, it's just where you come from. I mean, do not forget where you come from, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, going into the story, the tone of this, like I said again, I mean, the tone of this movie was really done very well. I felt like the format of this movie was actually spot on. It comes out in 1 hour and 38 minutes, which is a perfect runtime. I mean, if I would have got 2 hours, I would have been like, I mean, just depending where the story would go, because there's only so much you could explain, and this is based on a true story, so it's only so much that you can go into depth on how the realistic and the cinema, you know, just. But,
well, for me, I liked that it was this one plot. Like, okay, this was the main one. Even though it branched out in little aspects of the different characters, it was his main plot. So it was about Awkwafina and the whole family returning to China to be with the grandmother.
Yes.
Who was diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
And so it kind of, I liked the fact that there was a struggle of East and West culture, because, I mean, they're faced with this problem. Do we tell her?
Yes, exactly. And then just the guilt of it. I mean, just the burden. We have to do this burden. They talked about it so many times. They had to do this burden of duty. This, you know, just to make yourself feel less guilty. No, you got to keep this burden for the family.
And I liked how they explained both sides. Like, yeah. They, like, I mean, obviously from America, when I was watching, I had like, well, why not tell her that way? Mm-hmm. And Awkwafina brings this point up, like, why not give her that chance to say goodbye, farewell to her family, to prepare? But then they also explain the other side of, well, it is part of the family's duty to carry that guilt, to not let her worry in her last
moments. It really does show so much light into Chinese culture and what they go through, as you know, just being from the east to the west, going to America and then going back to their homeland. So I mean, just same thing could go with Mexicans and Mexico, you know, just the same thing with that, and every other cultures out there, every other race out there as well. You know, I would say this, the grandmother was so lovable. I mean, she was really straightforward. I loved it so much. She reminded me of my grandmother so much, and it really she was just straight to the point. Like, it's just, don't beat around the bush, don't sugarcoat anything, like, just straight to the point, and I loved it so much.
I loved her so much, too.
Yeah, like I said, the comedy was so good, I loved it. Even the comedy between the other characters, between the sons, the granddaughter, which was Awkwafina, the grandson, everything, every single character, when a character development came on, I was just like, wow, like, the character development, even in the very beginning, there's this one scene between the parents and... in the very beginning of the movie, the first act of the movie, you get this scene between the parents and Awkwafina. It's Awkwafina in the room of the bedroom, and then the parents, and you could just sense like there's something going on, and you're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. And then when Awkwafina finds out about it, it just, her whole character just changes dramatically.
Well, I feel like it also, like, it goes back to that like struggle of East and West cultures. Like, her parents, do they tell her? Do they tell Awkwafina? Yeah. About her grandmother,
because they were planning on not like
telling I'm not her telling like her yeah. And there's reasons, because they say, well, Awkwafina, she's very emotional, she can show her emotions on her face and it could give it away, so their whole plan of not telling the grandmother what's really going on, Awkwafina, as much as she wants to be there, they say it's not the best. But she goes anyway.
I mean, this is really character driven. I would say this is the best character driven movie I could feel. And it's really centered on all of them. I mean, they all have their own feelings. They all have their own emotions. They all have their own outcome when it comes down to it. And they all struggle.
I like that. I liked how their development was just the right amount of development. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't, we heard too much of one character and not enough of the other. No, it
felt very even. I mean, in a sense, after, of course, when they go to China, it feels very even. It feels very natural. It's not like this person gets more screen time. No, it was just a story, a well-told story. And I felt like it really did share everyone's experience of it. Every single character that was in this movie really had their light to shine and really did have their own perspective of it, because they were all struggling of this guild. They really all were. The adults, the in-laws, everyone was struggling, and I can only imagine like all this. Yeah, but I will say this though, I mean, just, you know, we'll go back again, so much culture and love and tradition in this, and I loved it so much. You know, because we have a big family, we both have big families, and we have a connection to that as well. We have that little inside scoop of what families are, and it's not just Mexicans that are hard-headed. I'm pretty sure everyone is. But yeah, so a great, and the one thing I did admire a lot was Awkwafina's performance of her, when it comes to her being sad and everything. Wow, like that was really astonishing to me. I was just like, wow, like she really is showing so much emotion at the right times, carrying out that burden of, you know, of keeping it from their grandmother. And it was a real hard burden. And I will say this, I mean, I'll say it again, the format of this movie is great. It's well told. And, you know, this really does show us what family really means in Chinese culture, or it could be just any culture in general. This movie does say that what family really means. And of course, I will mention too, like the last scene of this movie was truly sad. The last scene between the grandmother and Awkwafina was just, oh man, I was crying a little bit.
Yes, it got us all.
it was a real sentimental moment.
It was the moment that Awkwafina and her family say goodbye to their grandma. Yeah. They went to China for an event. The event is over, so now it's time to go back home.
Time to go back home to America.
So it's just a very emotional goodbye.
Yeah.
But for me, the ending like that, it kind of is very open-ended.
Yeah, in a sense.
So I mean, I took it a certain way. I have questions about why the grandmother was so emotional. Not just because she hasn't seen her family in so long. Well, it's
been 25 years since they've all been together.
And
it's really emotional. And yeah, I mean, we'll go back again. It just, yeah, this movie was really very told very well. And yeah, so was this the movie that we needed?
Of course. Yeah, I would say anything that shines on culture. Strong dialogue in this movie. Talk about family. Dialogue very well written, always 100%
always. This was obviously the film that we deserved. I didn't expect it, but this was the film that we deserved. It was very sentimental at the right times, at the right moments, and it was too sentimental for me at some points, but it hits you right in the heart. And so let's go to ratings now, Angela. What is your rating? 1 out of 10 out of this A24's movies. They've just been out of the ballpark every single time. It's just, wow, they've been really good so far this year. So
I would say 1 out of 10, based on the writing and the performance of not just Awkwafina, but most of the characters, pretty much all the characters, and the way that it was directed, I would give it a solid 9.
I think
it's very well deserving.
I'm gonna have to agree with you there. I'm gonna stay a solid 9 as well. Just because it was just so, it could be just biased because we've experienced the tragedies and such like that. We both have on both sides, so I'm just like, you know, I had to feel more sentimental on that. And just it's a really good strong story. Anyone with family is gonna, you know, gonna really connect to this story, guys. And A24 did a good job when it comes down to it. They really did a good job on doing this project. Obviously we're gonna recommend this movie. Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check it out at theater near you. It's another great A24 movie. This will actually be playing at the BGU this coming Friday. And yeah, so be sure to check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Would you buy this movie? That's the next question. I'm just like, A24 movies, I'm just like, they come on Prime, so I'm just like, I don't really need to buy them because they come on Amazon Prime. If you did not know that, ladies and gentlemen, pretty much every single A24 movie, for the most part, gets on Amazon Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, which I'm pretty sure everyone knows, everyone in the world does.
A lot of people do.
It's gonna be on Prime.
If not, get it.
Yeah. We're not sponsored by Amazon.
I mean, Prime, yeah, I would buy it even if it's on Prime and whatever. Yeah. I would still buy it. It's a really good movie. I mean, I would just pop it in if I feel like just having a wholesome, good movie that I want to watch. I would definitely buy it.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll agree with you there. Yeah, if you haven't already, guys, be sure to check it out at a theater near you, wherever you're watching, whatever time you're watching this this review on. But already, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I am your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and give us a thumbs up if you like our review, guys. Have yourself a wonderful day. Stay classy, San Antonio. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
And what's going on, Alamo City San Antonio? My name is Ryan D. Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing the movie world right into your ears and every single one of your devices. By the way, thanks for hitting that play button, by the way, guys. All right.